And what would you call a group of children that might regularly play together, or a group of children that you might have played with when you were young? Did you ever hear of a kind of word game in which the speakers exchange insults in rhyme, often about members of the family, and each one tries to top the other one, and they get worse and worse and usually end up fighting?
You want a name for that?
Mm-hmm. If you have one.
I've done it.
Oh.
But I don't know the name of the game.
Do you remember any of the rhymes?
No.
Okay. No. Is this widespread?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
When a new child moved into your neighborhood when you were small, especially a younger child, was there any sort of initiation rite that he had to go through to be accepted?
It was very hard to be accepted. Mm-hmm. The children who moved to Dumas when I was young were almost never accepted. Oh. I don't recall any ritual. Usually if you had a boyfriend from mm-hmm. the in-group you were in. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all.
Mm-hmm. To be in, did you just have to be a resident, a long-time resident?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Except that I was Jewish and I was the only Jewish girl. And mm-hmm. a lot of times everyone at school would stop talking to me. And I never knew why. I mean, I just thought that it was this is the way kids were.
And that was the reason?
And I learned later from a college girl my age who had grown up with me, mm-hmm. we talked about it, and I asked her why people would be mad, and she said, oh, it was because you were Jewish. And I said, well, why, you know? And she said, well, I guess that, you know, their mothers or fathers would tell them that you were Jewish, and they would not to play with you, and they would mm-hmm. not do it at school.
Yeah, they probably didn't even know the reason themselves.
I don't think they did.
Gee. Okay, well, we're talking about playing, so tell me about some games. First of all, hiding games that you might have played as a child.
Well, we played hide and seek, and
when you're playing hide and seek, what do you call the tree or the place that you run to be safe?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
We also played a game whereby the person who, one person had a secret or had hidden something, and if you got close to the secret or close to the hidden object, the other person would say you're hot.
Mm. Does that have a name? I think I played something like that, too, and I don't have a name for it.
And if you were not anywhere near the answer, you were cold.
Uh-huh.
You were directed that way.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar. How about line and running games? This would be more informal things that children might play rather than formal games in school.
Tag.
Okay.
That's the only one I can think of.
How about ring games? I think this would be mostly younger children.
You ever heard of Sally and the Saucer?
No.
I remember that one because of my name, Sally.
Huh. Is there a rhyme that goes with
Yeah. Everybody gets in a circle and someone stands in the middle blindfolded. And, it goes something like, rise, Sally, rise. Look to the east, look to the west. Look to the one you love the best. And then the person has to turn around and around and then stop and point.
Mm-hmm.
And that person that is pointed to must run around the circle as fast as he can. and